my strange fetish. Hot feet.
Hot feet.
Pure boys.
Hot feet starring Adrienne Barbeau. Okay, let's begin the Hucklebug.
Oh, let's don't. Let's do something. I'm hot.
We'll turn off your foot heater.
It's hot.
All right then. Take off some clothes. Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Hucklebug, episode 146. I am Stenny.
I am Bet.
We are Bet and Stenny, and it's the Hucklebug.
It's Hucklebuggy time. It's
Hucklebuggy time. Blah, 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 blah.
We'll do some fuck-offs. We'll do some new rules.
No
rules. For Howdy Doody doesn't appreciate us using fuck-off in his song.
He probably wouldn't. I guess you can't say he's dead now, because he is just a puppet. He never was alive.
He's Deadwood.
He's Deadwood. Shout-outs?
Shout-outs! I think it's time.
First lull of the evening.
Not very well.
I'm not calling it the last, but it is the first. We're recording a little early tonight, so we're a little off. I think maybe a little off our game.
Yeah.
I prefer to Hucklebug when the sun goes down, and the sun's still out here.
Yeah, sun just went down here.
Yeah.
Because the night time is the right
time. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, shout outs.
Roar!
Our shout out is for Lily!
Lily! Catch!
Okay. Lily and I had a lovely chat without the rest of you yesterday.
Oh, I just damn forgot.
Mike's in Cleveland, I think.
Yes, the land of Cleves.
The land of Cleves, and I don't know where Dishy is anymore. Dishy, where are you?
Dishy must have a life. Now, something tells me she's got something going on.
Dishy, where did you get your life?
She has a plan, and we're not in it.
Fine. Lily shouted out to us to let us know who does the Land Rover ad that Krizzer was asking about last week, and apparently it's Charles Shaughnessy, the guy from The Nanny. He was also on Days of Our Lives.
Yes, he was.
So I passed that on to Krizzer, and she was very happy, and she said thank you, Lily. But she didn't show up to leave a shout-out to thank her own self, but I guess she's busy getting ready for Las Vegas.
Vegas.
Next shout-out is for Patrick, my little love.
Patrick, my little Patrick. My love. He is no match for us clever cinephiles.
He liked my Sling Blade voice. He says he's never heard of Says You.
Wow.
I know.
You got to check that out. They should have it. Yeah, I was going to say, they should be somewhere on the web. If not iTunes, then...
I don't know if they... I know that Audible.com sells a subscription, which for a while I actually paid for, but I don't anymore. It's worth it, but it's just that I don't commute that much, so...
Yeah.
But he says they're the home of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me there in Chicago, so that's... That might be why. A little bit of a...
That's their hometown hero.
Yeah, a little NPR game show rivalry, perhaps. Oh, well, it's a good show. You should check it out if you ever get a chance to. Are we done?
Good night,
everybody!
Everybody. Hello, everybody!
Hi, everybody! Okay. Next shout-out, the next two shout-outs, I guess, are for Captain A. Whoosh!
Whoosh!
I think we can take these two together.
Yeah. I don't really get the second one.
Oh, I get the second one.
Oh,
you don't remember what
now.
Mike's offer of $50,000.
Yeah,
he says, I'll see Mike's $50,000 and add another $10,000. Forget it, I'm not putting my cat to sleep for anything.
I was going to say, we'll turn that around and offer it to you for Alice.
Yeah, Bet actually has a little bit of a vested interest in that.
Yeah. I might throw in a few bucks on that one.
He knows we don't have that kind of money. Probably.
Yeah,
why.
So he'll say yes.
He would.
Then I'll win the lottery.
Whee!
But I'm not using 60,000 of it to kill a cat.
Forget it! Not my sweet boo.
And he's a professional writer. I'm an amateur writer.
He says, when some dickhead points out a typo or misspelling, I say, I'm a professional writer. I get paid for accuracy. Give me a tenner and I'll fix it. That's so nice.
And they laugh and laugh.
Yeah.
Then they call him an asshole.
This is actually the first comment. First of all, this is the first comment he's left in a very long time, so nice to hear from you again, Captain. But
yes, it is. I thought he'd completely quit listening.
This is one of the very first comments he's left ever that didn't actually contain a typo, so well done. Good job. That was nice.
Oh, dear. Now I'm going to have to listen to that.
Oh.
Direct everything to Stenny personally, exactly. Mr. A. Mr. M, Captain A.
Oh, hang on. We got a late-breaking shout-out. It's from Mr. Middlebrow. Oh. Hang on. I'm going to just refresh. I'm just adding it.
Late-breaking shout-out.
Refresh your page.
I did.
Well, refresh it again now, because now I actually added the comment.
Oh, okay. I prematurely refreshed.
Oh, I hate when you prematurely refresh. All right, let's...
Okay, got it. Okay, so let's go back. The Pete.
First of many shout-outs for the Pete tonight. The Pete.
You know, I'm tending to agree with the Pete, because what? Guess who's on my fuck-off list this week?
I think absolutely Dick Cheney should be our regular fuck-off. Totally. Yeah.
We'll do it until he decides to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I was under the impression that we already kind of were regularly giving him a fuck
without
off.
Without making
or
it
is
official.
It just a coincidence that we happen to be giving him a fuck off every single week?
Yes.
Yeah, we can make him the regular. That's fine by me.
He hears a Mr. Softy van.
I hear those all the time because I live in Southern California. We hear them. We hear him all the time here. Ding a ding a ding a ding a ding ding a ding a ding. I heard one yesterday.
Mr. Softy.
Yes.
Make me a cone.
Dum 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 dum. All right, our next shout out is for Kelly with a Y. Kelly.
Kelly with a
Y. She wanted to do a mashup, but she couldn't think of one.
It's all right. Yeah. We may again do mashups, so if you think of any, write them down.
Yep.
Keep them in a safe place.
Keep them in a safe place for next time. It is, Lily pointed out to me last night in chat the difficult thing about movie mashups, and that's trying to remember all the ones you've done in the past so that you don't repeat them.
Oh, yeah.
Tricky.
Yeah, I was really lucky because I had written mine, you know, I had put mine on WordPad and saved it, so.
Could I always
go back and check?
She said your breakdown for Sunshine Cleaning was spot on.
Yay.
And that my breakdown of Star Trek was also spot on. And she watched Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz!
Hot Fuzz is good. Not as good as Shaun of the Dead, in my opinion, but...
Not as many quotable lines, either.
Yeah. Maybe I would enjoy... Maybe I need to watch it again.
Sorry, Phil.
Next shout-out is for the Pete again.
The Pete.
Let's just go straight to the movie mashup.
Yeah,
so
he's got
stuff.
A shitload of mashups. A
lot of mashups
and
here.
And are hard.
Some of them are very, very hard. Let's see. Number one. Vietnam vet is on the run from a killer after finding a bunch of money in the desert while wearing a bland suit and keeping the aliens a secret, all under the watchful eye of Tommy Lee Jones. So that is No Country for Old Men in Black.
I got part of that one.
Well, it's a little heavier on No Country for Old Men than the in black
That's
part,
what
which
I got.
Is the bland yes. suit keeping the aliens a secret is the... Is yes. the in black part.
And Tommy Lee Jones, even though he's common Bond.
Oh, he
one.
Is. He's the common Bond. No, wait. Is Tommy Lee Jones in Men in Black?
Yeah. I thought he was the guy with Will Smith.
No, that's Rip Torn, isn't it? Oh, Rip Torn is their boss. That's right. Rip Torn's the boss. And then there's Tommy Lee Jones. Okay. Number two, you want to do number two?
I'll do number two. British secret agent Ryan... Double O'Neill.
That's very clever.
I love that. That's very, very clever. Very, very clever.
Very, very clever.
Falls in love with Ally McGraw while trying to smuggle a Soviet code machine out of law school, after which tries to deny all knowledge of them, and later they discover that they can't have baby spies. And that is From Russia with Love to Russia with Love
from
story.
Russia. From Russia
from
with Love.
From Russia with Love story.
They can't have baby spies because she's going to die. Number three, set against the... This is very long. Set against the backdrop of President Sukarno's rule of Indonesia. That's a very good clue, by the way.
Yes.
A washed-up alcoholic hunky actor slash reporter must sober up long enough to cover Indonesian politics, have sex with Sigourney Weaver, and appear on a live variety show with the help of a junior writer and a half-Chinese dwarf.
Whew!
Pete, your log lines could use a little work. But I didn't do any at all last week.
Log lines are like they're on LSD, man.
I know. And I got half of it, and Bette got the rest of it. It's, what is it? My favorite year of Living Dangerously.
Yeah. Now, number four we don't have.
I have
but
no
I
idea.
But I just got one
four.
Of them. I got one of them.
All right,
so maybe you can help me and get the other one.
All right, read it.
Arrested by the Spanish Inquisition, we have three things. I'll come again.
Three,
arrested
coming
by
again.
The Spanish Inquisition and thrown in a dungeon, John Carpenter mounts a unique defense of the charges by putting on a play about a crazy old alien who crashes on Earth, clones a body for himself, races across the American Southwest to a big crater, and gets Karen Allen Preggers. That's Starman.
Oh, that's Starman. And he
now,
said, oh, and it's not based on Don Quixote.
So what would be Starman?
It's not Starman of La Mancha? Because it sounds like Starman of La Mancha to me, but he says the not is in parentheses. I think it's Starman of La Mancha.
Okay.
All right, Starman of La Mancha. See, teamwork, we got that one. All right, and then we'll skip on to the
goes on down.
Next comment. We've got more here. Inexplicably British secret agent Gregory 00 Peck must infiltrate and then escape from the island headquarters of his arch-nemesis, or maybe it's the Nazis, while avoiding being discovered and or killed by a heavily accented dwarf. More dwarfs. Boys from Brazil is the Peck movie, but I don't know the other one. It's a James Bond movie, I think, but I don't know any. You still there, Bette?
I'm here. I'm just thinking. It's driving me crazy.
I don't know any James Bond movies that end with boys or begin with Brazil.
Brazil.
Huh? All right.
Well,
we give on that one.
Okay. During the build-up to the Vietnam War, an aging Michael Caine stars as one of two young high school graduates who spend their last nights in town before going off to college, cruising for girls, wondering about their futures, and losing their young Vietnamese girlfriend to Brendan Fraser. And this one is really good, Pete. I give you kudos. That's the quiet American
graffiti. You have improved
so
much on movie mashups.
Yeah,
really
that one's really good.
Tell me what it is.
I said it's the Quiet American Graffiti.
I don't think that you did say it. Quiet American Graffiti.
I did.
Maybe while I was talking. And then seven is it the sequel to the previous mashup, Brendan Fraser is a mysterious tourist hiking through England with his friend when they are attacked by a creature that leaves one of them dead but very talkative and the other on a furry murderous beast.
The other on a furry murderous beast.
I told you my contact lenses. My contact lenses are screwed up. This is
okay.
I'm leaning so close to my screen; it's not even funny. That's the Quiet American Werewolf in London.
Yay!
And then number eight, we've only got half of.
Yes. Two non-white stoners go off in search of the ultimate cure for the munchies and come across the lair of the ultimate Chinese supervillain played by Christopher Lee. Now, he says this one, MST3K fans might know this. We have decided this is Harold and Kumar go to White Castle of Death.
Castle of Death. Might be, Harold and Kumar go to White Castle of Frankenstein. But Christopher Lee did a lot of not Frankenstein, Dracula. Christopher Lee did a lot of Dracula movies.
Harold and Kumar go to the castle of my master Gobindanandan.
Okay, those were good, Pete. You've improved so
very,
much.
You get a star for being improved. Yes,
so much better than Red's Dawn. You've really come a long way. Okay, next shout-out is from Marla. And Marla leaves us a great link. Now, Bette, did you go to the link, or did you not?
I went to the link, but I was running short on time. I saw what it was going to be, and then I thought, ooh, I'll save this for later.
It's quite good. I recommend everybody check it out. It's a little West Side Story spoof. It's quite funny. I was going to play a little bit of it on the show, but
with
I think we need to have the music. Oh yes, yes.
Oh goody.
Lyrics and everything. It's very funny. And then Marla says she's off to parade practice. Watch for a video next week. Didn't she?
What was this last year that she did?
I
don't know if she did this last year, but have you been on her Facebook page?
Oh, no,
I haven't. She is in a precision umbrella.
Umbrella, yeah.
Oh, I love it. That's the kind of thing I'd like to do.
That's what it is. She also says after her last post, her mom fell from a sitting position, and she cut her head.
Oh, Marla.
Oh, Marla's mom.
I'm just going to... Everybody touch the screen for Marla's mom.
Marla's mom touch it. She says she's fine.
She'll be better now.
She says she's waiting for the other shoe to drop. But everybody touch your screen and heal Marla's mom, and there will be no other shoe.
Granny's still okay, Marla. It's coming up on 3 weeks, though. So
I know. Cross your fingers. Everybody be prepared for the next low light.
The Pete.
One more for the Pete.
And he says, awesome video, Marla.
But anyway, we did like the mashups, so thank you, Pete, for saying
that. Yes, they did not suck.
Just tell me if they suck. They don't suck. I would recommend you work a little on the... A little wordy, but good.
But he's working. He's trying.
Sometimes
you got to get those words in there to get your point across.
Absolutely. Hey, it's better than what I did last week, which was no log line at all. At least he tried. I didn't even try. And we got
how much you care about the listeners.
And then we got a late-breaking shout-out here from Mr. Middlebrow.
Middlebrow.
Just like an organ.
Which one?
Mr. Middlebrow says his intro to Woody Allen was Love and Death and Take the Money and Run. The prisoners get one hot meal a day, a bowl of steam. I haven't seen Love and Death, I don't think. Maybe I should watch that one.
I like that.
And he says, remember as you progress through the Bible, by the way, I'm up to Deuteronomy. In case you find the translation a bit unwieldy, if the King James Version was good enough for Jesus, it ought to be good enough for you. Or as I once read on the bumper of a pickup in outside Asheville, if it ain't King James, it ain't the Bible.
What kind of person?
I don't know.
Don't even want to know.
I've changed my mind. I don't want to move to Asheville.
There's a lot of wackos in Asheville.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of wackos everywhere.
Duke himself, Duke of No Comments.
Duke of No Comments.
Did a blog this very week about reading the Bible.
Did he?
And I commented and told him you were reading the Bible.
I am reading the Bible.
Hackensaw boys read the Bible.
They read the Bible all the time.
Quite often.
That's true. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus,
you'll probably be reading
Numbers.
The Bible later tonight, won't you?
I might.
Do the huckleback. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your paddle out, then you hunch your back. Start a little moving in a little shackle yak. Wiggle like a snake, water like a dog. That's the way you do it when you do the huckleback.
Next, it's time for movies. Movies now.
Movies, let's go out to the lobby.
Let's go out to the lobby.
Because the movie sucks. Hey!
Movies this week, how many?
Two.
That's pretty good. And
That's good for me.
I have three.
Three.
So I still get to go first. Yay.
Yes.
First movie was Religulous.
Oh!
Which, strangely enough, kind of was odd that because I put it in my queue quite a long time ago, and it just happened to show up while I happened to be reading the Bible. Although it could show up a month from now, and I'm sure I'd still be reading the Bible. I don't know that I want to say much about it until you've seen it, because I know you want to see it.
Yeah, because I do want to see it.
All right, I won't even tell you the stars. Then, what do you think of that? Anybody else who wants to know what I thought of Religulous can go read it in my movie blog.
You have a movie blog?
I do. I have a movie blog.
Oh, well, I'll have to check that out, but not till after I see Religulous.
Stenyville.com/movie blog. So what was your first movie?
My first movie was a little number called Man Push Cart.
Man Push Cart? Never
Man
heard of it.
Man Push Cart was written by Frankenstein.
Man, push cart. Fire bad.
The story of Man Push Cart, it's about a former rock star, successful rock star, in Pakistan, who leaves Pakistan because his wife wants to come to America. So he leaves Pakistan to come to America with her. She dies. And he's stuck here with a kid and no means of employment. So he works at one of these little silver coffee carts, you know, where you sell coffee on the street corner in New York City.
Man push cart.
Yes. It shows him just go through his daily, everyday life. Mm-hmm. But one of the people who comes to his cart is another man from Pakistan who's a real yuppie, really got the money, you know, lives in a fancy apartment on 6th Avenue. And so they kind of strike up a friendship, and this guy knows who he is and says, oh, I'm going to get you back in the business. We're going to get you some gigs. And, of course, it never pans out, but nothing in this movie pans out because it's just one long, depressing scene of this man and his mundane everyday life.
Sounds like fun.
The main problem, there are several problems with this movie. I gave it 2.5 stars. The reason I gave it 2.5 is because I really liked the guy. He played Ahmad. I really liked him. And I liked his character as well as him. Yeah. But this movie had some serious things going against it. First of all, it was called Man Push Cart.
Yeah.
It should have been called Man Pull Cart because he pulled that cart everywhere he went.
He didn't push it.
He pulled it. I bet there's
40
minutes of scenery of him pulling that damn cart around New York City. Okay. Mm. The other thing it has going against it, and I'm doing spoilers here, so if you want to see it, just turn it off.
It doesn't sound like something I'm going to watch.
They basically kill a kitten as a plot device. For what little plot there is. I mean, there's absolutely no reason.
My mouth was full.
For him to find a kitten and have it die. Yeah, but that's what happens. And also, it had, you know, I like things that are not necessarily wrapped up in little bows and, you know, with ribbons. But this movie don't end. I mean, this movie
it might still be going for us,
she knows. They ran out of money, but it might be, you know, there might be something behind it more than that. But it was really kind of a waste of time. I mean, there were probably the first 25 minutes of it, I was really enjoying it, except for the pull in the cart part.
Yeah.
And then it just really just slides off into...
Just went downhill.
Yeah. I was going to say into stupidity, but that's not true. Into nothingness. So, do not rent Man Push Cart.
Okay, I will not.
Or Man Pull... I will see Man Pull Cart, but I will not... 2.5.
Oh, 2.5, that's a lot for how shitty
you
think it is.
Well, like I said, the 2.5 was because the first 25 minutes were good,
and I liked the guy
and his character, and that's it.
My second movie was Sunday morning movie, and I watched The Public Enemy.
The James Cagney Public
yes.
Enemy?
Yes, that was Sunday morning movie. Great movie. I don't know if everybody's seen it. Everybody's probably seen scenes from it, certainly the famous grapefruit in the face scene. Everybody's seen that.
I've done that, actually.
I've done it to you. I haven't really done it to her. But it's a fun movie. It's, you know, it's a little dated. It's a little difficult to sit through now. It's one of these early 30s, so they're still kind of trying to work out how do we make a movie with sound kind of stuff. There's no score. A lot of movies from the early 30s have no score.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, there's no score. So a lot of scenes are just really, really quiet. And that's why. There's some incidental music when, like, somebody puts a record on, but that's about it.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, no, when they put a record on.
Yeah.
I'm going to play my record. It's called dun, 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 dun.
I'm going to play a record and it goes bum, 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 bum. That's a good song. Play that one again. Bum, 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 bum. Most of the acting in the movie is kind of atrocious, but James Cagney is just amazing. Aww. Just amazing. And for that reason, 4.5 stars.
Help loving that man.
He's four too
star?
Good.
Four and a half stars.
It's not a 5-star movie, but it's a 4.5-star movie, for sure. And what was your last movie?
My last movie was the same night. This was Saturday night. I watched a movie on cable called Somersault. My synopsis of Somersault is, if you think Man Bush Card was bad, dot, dot, dot. That's on the posters. Somersault is an Australian movie, 2004, 2005, 2007, about a girl who's about 16, and she goes, and the reason I watched it was because of the info thing on the television. It said something about a searing portrait, and I thought, oh, this sounds interesting.
Searing
it's
portrait.
Not, it doesn't sear. It doesn't even come close to searing.
It's not
about
even
a young
portrait.
Girl who basically runs away from home because her mother catches her making out with her boyfriend, not the girl's boyfriend, the mother's boyfriend. And she goes up to this ski lodge, and I didn't realize there were ski lodges in Australia, but apparently there are.
Sure.
And she just has sex with a lot of boys. And she is the most annoying. She's kind of like Nancy in Sid and Nancy. You're hoping one of these guys will kill her.
Oh.
He doesn't, unfortunately.
Bummer.
It's just so bad. It is so bad. They are making some really rotten movies. If those can get made, you and I can make a movie.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
How many stars for this one now?
One
star. That's what I'm talking about.
That's
one
a bad
star.
Rating.
I'm sitting here going, "What's this one going to get? 3 stars now? 4 stars?
No,
same as Shane."
There was nothing redeeming in this. There wasn't even a person I liked.
Oh, that's
there
that's,
wasn't even a dog.
How disappointing! After all this time, you see two movies and they both suck.
Yeah, I know.
That's sad. Well, my last movie was The Visitor.
Yeah,
yes, which I quite liked. 4.5 stars.
Oh,
very,
good.
Very nice. You were right about Richard Jenkins, of course.
Isn't he good?
Well, he's wonderful. He played the father on 6 Feet Under, so I was familiar with him already and already knew he
was
quite good.
Is there any funniness in 6 Feet Under?
There's
lots of
funniness. It's a lot of dark humor.
You think about his character in The Visitor, and I've seen him on talk shows, and he is the most wryly witty,
yes,
fun person to listen to,
yeah,
tell any kind of story.
He's wonderful. You know, so. But The Visitor just was wonderful, and you're right, it's just sort of this, it's a very quiet and sort of peaceful movie,
yeah,
except for that some of the things that are happening are quite horrible. But I really liked it a lot. I've had a hard time thinking of anything to say about it, but I just loved it.
I like it when a movie leads you to believe it's going someplace.
Oh yeah.
I thought he was going to strike up a, you know, I thought he was going to end up, let's just say, with the woman.
Oh yes, yes. Well, certainly.
And then it takes you, and then it takes you away from there because that's what would happen in real life. But
yeah,
but oh, I love the last scene of that movie.
Oh, me too. Love the last scene, and
yes,
I loved all the drumming. All the drumming.
Yeah.
That was just great.
Yeah,
4.5 stars.
Good.
See it, people. We'll try not to say too much about it. We won't be talking about it again unless one of us watches it again, but see
that's
it.
That's right.
See it, it's quite good. So that's movies. Ta-da!
Ta-da! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da!
Ain't that a slippery groove? Banana pudding, banana pudding.
Time now for the lights that are high and the lights that are low.
We call those highlights and lowlights.
Lowlights and highlights.
And highlights.
On in the Hufflepuff. Boop, boop, boop. What was your lowlight there?
My lowlight was today. Basically, my lowlight was all day at work.
Oh.
Now, once I got off, things picked right up. But from 10 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock when I left. Of course, I was doing many things, but
yes,
one, but through that entire day, I was working on something for one person all day long, and it was one of these deals where they called about one thing, and we got that taken care of, and they just, oh, by the way, and so they asked me this question, which ended up becoming just this. Oh God, it was like, and this is a person that has just loads of business with us. Very nice person.
Mm-hmm.
you know, you don't mind doing stuff for them.
Yeah.
Except under these circumstances, because it was just like, oh, I need to ensure. And she just started reading off all this stuff, and there's like 5 different pull trailers, you know, like you put equipment on because it's a business. Uh-huh. And she didn't have all the information, so she would call me just, you know, every 15 minutes and say, oh, by the way, the number on this is, and she's like, I'll get the rest to you. And then so it was one of these deals where, you know, by the time she got me all the information, it was like 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And the bank wanted the stuff right now. Well, this is, you know, doing this for 5 different vehicles on a business policy, it's long and tedious and time consuming. And oh my God, it's dull.
It's deadly dull.
And so but she was happy. She gave me her stuff and she said, I know you'll take care of it. You know, how much is it? Here's my card. Da 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 da.
Yeah.
Then the bank started calling. Mm-hmm. And they just kept calling saying, I really need that fax to me as soon as you can. And, you know, I wanted to just break down and say, you know, if you would leave me the fuck alone, I could get this done. But they were calling me every 15 minutes. And it was like at 10 till 5, right before I was walking out the door, I finally got all that faxed. And as it was faxing, she called and said, I really, really need this. And I said, well, run to your damn fax machine. It's coming through as we speak, bitch. Yeah. But I didn't say that. I said, oh, it's on its way.
My low light. Now, I don't want to sound like the comic book character Kathy, the comic strip character Kathy.
Oh, dear.
But I did have to buy a bathing suit this week. And, you know, really, the comic strip character Kathy has ruined buying bathing suits for all womankind because we can't bitch about it without sounding like her.
Like Kathy.
Yeah. I bought a bathing suit. The buying experience wasn't that bad, but you know, you have to keep your underwear on when you try it on.
Oh, yes.
You know, and it was a little two-piece
thing.
Even
though they do have that strip.
They had that safety strip, yes. I bought one of the, you know, they sell now like the little mix and match tankini type thing.
Uh-huh.
So I bought like a little pair of little shorts and then like a top to go with it.
Short-sleeved?
No, it's like a tank top kind of thing. But when I tried it on, not short-sleeved, I don't look like
turtleneck.
It's a turtleneck. It's long sleeve.
And all clips where they used to show Conan O'Brien going to the beach, he was always one of those one-piece long striped.
Yeah. Well, he needs it. He's just going to fry. I don't know what's going to happen to Conan out here in Southern California. Mm. Anyway, so when I tried on the top, I had my bra on.
Uh-huh.
And my bra showed a little bit, but I was like, that's okay. It doesn't come down that far. But I tried it on without the bra when I got home, and I'm like, I can't wear this. I just, some women have the cleavage that they can kind of pull off a low-cut suit. I don't. My breasts go completely the opposite direction of each other.
So it doesn't have any kind of support.
There's no support whatsoever. So I have to return it. So that's my low light. Actually, the low light will probably be tomorrow when I go to Target to return it.
You have to return it. Oh.
I don't have to return the bottoms, though, so I'm hoping I can get it. You know, normally they don't take bathing suits back, but I'm hoping
that's
they'll take back.
But a top, you know, nothing nasty.
Yeah. I only had it on for a half a second. I actually had kind of an even keel week, so that was the worst I could come up with. Highlight?
Highlight! I got a highlight.
I got a highlight.
Well, you know, a couple weeks ago, I played this sauerkraut band gig in Tazewell. And I, you know, I figured I'd get paid for it, you know, but I hadn't thought much about it. And I got an email from Ed last week, I guess, and it said something about, sorry, you haven't gotten your checks for the Tazewell gig, but you know, so he was out of checks, I think is what it was.
Yeah.
So Tuesday, Wednesday, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I got an email. I mean, I got an envelope, and it was from Ed. And I said, "Oh, it's my sauerkraut band money."
Yeah.
Opened it up. I made $115 for playing that.
Nice.
I was expecting like $35, and I made $115. And I guess it's because so few people were there. He generally just splits the money, you know.
Really? Oh, that's cool.
Bitch, I'm going. I've decided I'm buying clothes with it. I don't care. What else needs to be paid? I'm spending that on me.
Yay!
Hey!
My highlight, and again, very even keel week. Not a lot of lows, not a lot of highs. Best I could come up with for a highlight. I got a good haircut.
Oh, hey, that is a highlight.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Especially if you don't have stomach cramps like I did.
Yeah, and especially if you have frequent lowlights where you got a shitty haircut, which I
yes,
which
right.
I do sometimes.
Makes this one all the much better.
Which, as you remember, when we rule the world, it'll be illegal to give bad haircuts.
Bad haircut, you'll be put in jail.
Lock them up, right. Yeah.
And but, not house arrest, jail.
What's your highlight? Oh, we already did your highlight. Your highlight.
I did my highlight.
Your
I'm
highlight
rich.
Was all your money. God. All right. Well, then it's time for fuck offs. Fuck off, Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
Fuck
you're
off.
A dick, and you're Cheney, and fuck off.
Fuck off, you fucking.
And now he says it should be Cheney.
Cheney. Is that what he's saying now? Cheney.
Yeah. He's been saying that for a long time, and the only person who does it is Chris Matthews, and for that he can fuck off as well. When somebody changes their name in midstream, then
yeah.
Fuck off. They should have said it to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, 50 years ago he should have said that.
Yeah, what is yeah, he can't suddenly change the pronunciation of the
anyway,
name. Unless we've just all been pronouncing it wrong all this time and he's now trying to correct us.
He needs to fuck off back to his undisclosed location.
We never gave
I'll
him fuck off this
better.
Much when he was vice president.
Yeah. Which is odd because he's probably president, you know.
He will, yeah, I know. Clearly, he
was bless, his wart, bless his heart. Bless his heart. Bless his heart. George Bush. Is doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
I never
again,
thought I'd be proud of George Bush. He's doing what a president's supposed to do.
Do you know what I thought
Dick
of
Cheney's
today?
Cheney's being an asshole. What?
I thought of a small way that George Bush could redeem himself.
Mm-hmm.
He could come out now and say, I wish Dick Cheney would shut the hell up and stop trying to divide
he
the nation.
Do that.
It would
he
be
should
great.
Do that.
It would be great if
but
he
I think
a little
he's
press
afraid
conference.
Of Dick Cheney.
Oh, I'm sure he's afraid of Dick Cheney. But his dad,
so would,
his dad is probably the only person HW.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, George, the older George gets, the snivelier he gets.
I know.
He's turned into Snidely Whiplash.
Snivelly Whiplash.
Snivelly Whiplash.
But it would
his
be,
brother.
It would be a small, just a small ounce of redemption. It wouldn't completely redeem him. I'm not saying that.
I don't know if he'd get a U rule, but
no.
But we certainly would respect him a little bit.
A little bit more. Who else do you have on your fuck-off list?
On my fuck-off list, I have... I can't read what... Oh, American Idol.
Oh.
And it has nothing to do with the fact that my favorite didn't win.
Adam didn't win.
Yeah, he didn't win.
Well, a lot of people were on
the
fuck off for that.
I'm glad he didn't win, because now he's not saddled with that horrible American Idol song, and, you know, he can go
American
on to
Idol
bigger
curse.
And better things. I'm just... I just hate it. I want to fuck off American Idol, and I want to... All of you who keep good thoughts and pray and chant and light candles and all that... Pray that I don't get hooked on this show next year. I have made a promise to myself that I will not watch it next year.
We gotta find something else to do.
This is all it took for me to say enough. Enough of the shit that they pull every year. I mean, just in their shitty production and their, you know, it's just such a rotten show. And I started watching, the only reason I started watching it was to make fun of it. And then I got invested in it. And every year I say, I'm not doing it this year. And, you know, I dropped Survivor. I got that out of my life. I can do it with American Idol. I just don't know how I'm going to do it, but I got to do it.
We just got to find something else for you to do during that
strong.
Time.
That's right.
During those 4 or 5 nights a week that it's on.
Yes.
Auto harp lessons.
There you go.
Auto harp.
And my last fuck off is for Glenn Beck, who's getting to be my permanent fuck off. Oh God, how I hate him. And you know, he got skewered on The View.
Yeah,
he told a lie.
I saw
and then the people he was stupid enough to tell a lie about The View and then go on The View.
And then go on The View.
And they just tore him a new one, man. I mean, they had him backpedaling and apologizing and everything else.
Then
he went on the show the next night and said that everything they said was a lie,
yeah.
And that they were out to get him, and he was just
a
being nice.
Because
he's a spineless little twerp. That's exactly he's spineless. There's the word.
That's exactly the word.
And it bothers me that Keith calls him Harold Hill. That's
bothers
that's too
me too. I like Harold Hill. Shut up, Keith. Stop calling him that. Harold Hill's a good guy. Call him Charlie
Some
the
more.
Anvil Salesman. Who's the Anvil Salesman?
Yeah, Charlie the Anvil.
Charlie, what's his name? The Anvil Salesman. Call him that.
Not on your tin type.
Not on your tin type, girly girl.
Girly girl. He's a good one. Got Glenn Beck's the girly girl.
Girly girl. He is. Oh, I hate Glenn Beck so much. And one of the things I hate about him the most is that it's all a fucking act. It's so.
It is.
It's so transparent to me and to you and to other people, I think. I mean, he's clearly, I mean, he's just, and then so many people, they'll watch and go, oh, yeah, that Glenn Beck, he's so smart.
Oh, yeah, oh yeah.
I just,
I'm gonna hoard food and guns.
Yeah, exactly.
Glenn Beck should. He knows what he's talking about.
I just love my country, and I fear for it. Fuck off, pussy. My fuck off this week is for Verizon Wireless. Now, Ben, when you catch the rerun of Keith, I think he's going to mention it on the show tonight, but I saw this article.
It's on right now. I'm missing it.
Oh, it'll be on again in another couple of hours.
It's Friday. Lockup will be on.
Oh, that's right. Lockup will be on.
Or Predator, one or the other.
Oh, by the way, Predator Marathon on Sunday.
I saw that. Yes. I saw the commercial. I don't have a thing planned either.
I know. All I got to do is edit the show.
Rooster
so I got to.
Rooster clock.
Woo! Rooster clock. Anyway, Verizon Wireless. I saw the article on consumerist.com. It says, I'll just read a small snippet of it here. Ohio police are pissed with Verizon after the company refused to help them find a missing 62-year-old man unless they paid $20 of his overdue cell phone bill. The cops got a call that the man was rampaging around his house and breaking windows. When they arrived, the man had fled, taking a bottle of pills with him. The sheriff contacted Verizon and asked them to turn the man's cell phone service on so they could track his signal. But the operator said the missing man's bill had to be paid first. After some back and forth, the sheriff started to make arrangements to pay his bill. Just as he was doing so, the search party, which consisted of 2 canine units, several fire departments, and more than 100 people on foot, found the man unconscious after 11 hours of searching.
Oh.
Fuck you, Verizon Wireless.
Fuck you.
That's just crazy. All they wanted him to do was turn the service on for, like, because I guess the guy's bill had been unpaid. They just wanted them to turn on the service long enough for them to get a signal and locate the guy.
Find where he was.
That's all they wanted to do.
Well, how long would that have taken? A minute?
Probably about 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Probably. Who rules?
You rules. I have a you rule for everybody in the Sauerkraut Band who didn't get to the test.
Yeah, you rule, because Beck got more money. Woohoo!
And see, the one we're playing tomorrow is supposed to be a good paying gig, so they'll come out of the woodwork. Yeah. We'll have 40 people.
You'll all get 20
Zuz
bucks
and
each.
And tambourines. And
20 bucks each. Anybody else?
Yeah, I have one more you rule. You'll enjoy this. I have a you rule for Sherman.
Oh.
Now, Mr. M tried to go on vacation this past week. He wanted to go camping in the wilds of Ohio.
Oh, that's right, all by himself.
Yeah, and he did, but he came home after 2 days because he was, to quote him, he was fucking freezing to death. We were worried about the rain. Uh-huh. It wasn't the rain. He froze. But Sherman went with him.
Oh.
And so when they got back, Sherman got online with Mr. M. He was afraid I was going to be angry with him, but he said he had to tell me something. Uh-huh. And he said he made a friend while he was camping. Uh-huh. And he told this friend that about how fun the Potterosa was, and he invited the friend to come and live with him at the Potterosa.
Oh.
And, you know, I told him it's getting really crowded, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in the Potterosa.
And I said, tell me about your friend. And he said, well, I'll show you a picture. So a picture transmitted over Messenger, and it was the tent and the woods and Mr. M in a chair, and there leaning against the tent was Sherman and Chilly Willy.
Oh, Chilly Willy the penguin.
Chilly Willy has come to live with me.
Good, you needed a penguin in the
collection. The assistance of Sherman. So, you know, he stays in the fridge occasionally. But I keep it fairly cold in here anyway. And he's assimilating. He's a very nice penguin. He's quiet, but he'll make his way.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Everybody needs a penguin at their house.
I have several, so I'm covered there. I have no you rules. I'm sorry. Everybody rules who listens to the show and stuff, but I don't have any specific.
No one make you happy.
No specific rules.
My mind is clearer now. At last, all too well, I can see where we all soon will be.
Guess what time it is? I'm going to get my ass kicked all over Huckleberry.
The musical's lyrics quiz. Woohoo!
See, I'm looking at the first one. I don't know it.
Oh, I do. I know. I'm looking at it and I know it. I know it already.
Now, maybe we should say for the uninitiated, this is the Broadway lyrics quiz.
Yes, this is the All Musicals lyrics quiz, which Krizzer posted for us last week.
Competing in this will be Ms. Broadway and Ms. Not Broadway.
Ms. Not Broadway. Well, I'll sing some to you, and perhaps you will know. Perhaps you will know them. When I sing them. All right, okay. So we start with number one.
Yes.
A matchbox of our own, a fence of real chain link, a grill out on the patio, dispose all in the sink, a washer and a dryer, and an ironing machine. In the tract house that we share, somewhere that's green. That's Somewhere That's Green from Little Shop of Horrors.
Sorry. It's Dick Van Dyke, the musical.
Oh, no, it's from Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, okay.
Number two. Sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong, but he doesn't care, he'll string along. I'm pretty sure that's from Chicago. I think it's Funny Honey from Chicago.
See, I don't even remember that. Was it in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh. I know the next one.
All right. You want to do the next one?
When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with my... That's Aquarius from Hair.
Har. From Hair. From Har. Also from the 40-year-old virgin. number four. Oh, you don't have a chance at number four. That's not very fair. Number four is... I'll do the lyrics too. I love you, dear. I think you're swell. You're never near me, close enough to tell if I'm delightful or not. That's the marriage proposal from March of the Falsettos, which Bette, I think, might have been on that CD that I sent you songs from musicals.
I didn't get that out for research.
Yeah.
And I know exactly where it is, too.
Oh, you'll know number five. I'm going to let you do number five.
Well, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friends. Right here at River City. Well, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it.
I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand
are golden. We've held the court of faith, horse sense, and a cool head and a keen eye. Ever taken try to find it? All I can think of is like to see some stuck up jockey boy sitting on damn patch.
That is You Got Trouble from the Music Man, obviously.
What one night we should have a trouble off.
Well, it's tricky because we can't.
Yeah,
do
we got
unison.
Delays. Yeah.
Did I abuse her or show her disdain? Why does she run from me? That's Agony from Into the Woods.
Agony!
Agony! Far more painful than yours. Number seven. Oh, I don't think I know number seven.
I don't either.
Remember the way our sainted mother would sit and croon us her lullaby. She'd say, kids, there's a place that's like no other. You got to get there before you die. Is that from the Secret Garden?
Oklahoma, where the wind goes through the none of...
That might be from the Secret Garden. Krizzer's a very big fan of The Secret Garden, but I never knew that one.
The Parched Garden.
The Parched Garden.
Brian O'Banion.
Number eight. Oh, number eight I know, too. Do you want to give a shot at number eight?
No, go ahead.
My mind is clearer now. It's Heaven on Their Minds from Jesus Christ Superstar. My mind is clearer now.
Oh, my. Oh, I hope there's something from Joseph.
You might know one from Joseph now that we've been watching that Any Dream Will Do show.
Close every door to
for example. It ain't okay. Number nine. It ain't so much a question of not knowing what to do. I knowed what's right and wrong since I've been 10. I heard a lot of stories, and I reckon they're true about how girls are put upon by men.
Would that be I'm just a girl who can't say no?
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm just a girl who can't say no.
Either that or it's from Sling Blade, the musical.
Sling Blade, the musical!
I know the next two!
Good job! Oh yeah, I think I might know number 12, too. Number 10? Go ahead, Bet.
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, can do. That's,
it's
one of those Dolls. What's it called?
It's a title out of nowhere song. You get points for this anyway, because this is a tricky title out of nowhere song.
It's not the racing report. I don't know it.
Fugue for Tin Horns.
Fugue for Tin Horns.
Fugue for Tin Horns.
You know, that was our great moment at Community Band. Da, 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 Jesus Christ. Da,
da. number 11, I'll let you do number 11.
Puerto Rico, you lovely island, island of tropic diseases.
Yes.
That's America. America.
America.
From West Side Story.
West Side Story. Number 12, I have a wild guess at. Step, kick, kick, leap, leap, kick, touch, again. I'm pretty sure that must be from a chorus line. Step,
that would make
kick,
sense,
kick, leap,
certainly.
Kick, touch, again. I think, but I don't specifically remember, like, what song. But anyway, I'm going to guess a chorus line. Number 13, Daylight, see the dew on the sunflower and a rose that is fading. Roses wither away. I don't know that one. Got me on that one.
Would that be that song from what's that song from the Fantastics?
Oh, maybe. I don't know
any songs. Terry Orbach sang.
I don't know any songs from the Fantastics.
Oh, it's famous. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. No, I know which one you mean, though. I can't.
Yeah,
I can't think of the title.
What it's called? We've played it in band a million.
It's that
times.
Song from the Fantastics, we think, Krizzer.
That's what we're guessing. Yeah.
Number 14. Nighttime sharpens, heightens each sensation, darkness
stirs and wakes imagination.
That's, I believe, Music of the Night from Phantom of the Opera.
If it's not, it fits in its tune.
Yeah, I think I wasn't certain of the title, but yeah. Number 15. You know number 15.
I do.
You know that.
Sing a little.
Bed, bed, I couldn't go to bed. My head's too light to try to set it down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight. Not for all the jewels in the crown.
I could have danced all night.
There you go.
I could have danced all night.
From
My Fair Lady.
Yes, that one. 16. Oh, I'm one of a long line of good girls who choose the wrong guy to be sweet on. That's from City of Angels. A girl with a faceless is welcome that men can wipe their feet on. What is that song called? I love that song. Oh, damn. I can't remember the title of that song, but it is from City of Angels.
I think I know the next one.
That's
that one. Let the Dead Bury the Dead from Atticus.
No.
I'm mistaken.
No.
Oh, no.
Number 17. Oh, this is a beautiful song. God on high.
Also is Let the Dead Bury the
Yes,
Dead.
Yes, it is.
Jim fell on his knife.
Oh. In my need, you have always been there. That's from Bring Him Home from Les Miserables.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, number 18, you ought to know. It was on my last CD mix.
Well, I get you back. Are you not knowing Alabama High Test?
Zing! Is how'd you do? I see you've met my faithful handyman.
Oh, see, I never know the words to these famous songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Sweet Transvestite from Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
Number 19. You must be you. You must. Ah,
got chills. They're multiplying. Sorry, I'm doing the John Travolta.
That's okay,
version.
Yeah. And I'm losing
That's
control.
You're the One That I Want from Grease. Now, that was in the musical?
It is not, actually, in the Broadway version. It's in the movie only.
I thought that was a movie only.
You number 20.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens.
Break up the kettles and
shots of Goldschlager and
brown paper packages tied up with strings.
These are a few of my favorite things.
When the dog bites, when the bee stings. So number 20, was my favorite things from Sound of Mucus.
Sound of Nazis.
Sound of Nazis. I gotta think of that title from that song from City of Angels. Because it's making me crazy.
It's making me crazy.
You can always count on me. You can always count on me from City of Angels. See, Bette knew it.
Yeah! Stand up, Miss
Jean Louise. Stand up. Have you guys heard Bette's musical, Atticus? It's quite good. I mean, if you've just read the blog entry, you only know half the story. You have to actually hear it.
Yeah, they won't be hearing it
anytime soon, probably.
Over my dead body!
Well, great quiz, Krizzer.
Oh,
mostly because I did so well.
Yeah. Hey, I got a few.
You did very well. Hey, listen, you did very well.
You did better than I thought I would.
You got lots of them. All right, well, that's the show this week, everybody. Thank you for tuning in.
I think it is.
Hey, we're ending just at about the time we normally start.
Begin.
Yeah, pretty good.
We don't have any more
shout-outs. No more late-breaking shout-outs. I did get one more email, but it's from Scotty Dude, so it's not a shout-out. So that's it. We hope everybody enjoyed the show this week. There's no show next week, everybody. I'm off to Las Vegas next week with Krizzer. With the Krizzer.
I'll be doing it by myself.
Krizzer Nine. Bette will be doing the show by herself next week. Tune in for that. Tune in for Bette's highlights, lowlights, what movies she saw, etc.
And I'll be singing.
Yay! Oh, nobody will want to miss that.
I'm working up a few. Michael Rowed the Boat Ashore. I've been working on that one.
Cool.
And
you play it on the. Are you going to accompany yourself on the auto harp?
No, I'm singing a cappella.
A cappella. Michael Rowe. The boat ashore. Hallelujah.
Stand up.
God, that killed me. I'm going to try to find that. I'm going to listen to that again on the way to Las Vegas. That is going to be a good one to listen to. All right, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show this week. Next week, like I said, we won't be back. But we'll be back
next
the week,
week
after that.
Tune in next week when you'll hear Stinny say...
Woo! Vegas!
I lost
again! And then we'll be back the week after that, so hang on until then. Everybody can catch up, maybe. If you're missing out on any episodes. We're hoping Bette will catch up next week. Bette doesn't listen to us anymore.
Hey, I'm caught up except for this just last week's episode.
But you're saving
it. And I'm taking it tomorrow.
You're saving it. So that's the show. I hope everybody has a great 3-day weekend to Memorial Day weekend.
Safe. Please be safe.
Be safe. Remember our troops and our fallen heroes.
Bring him home.
Bye, everybody. Oh, wait. Did we do I Am Stenny, I Am Bette?
No, we didn't.
Okay, then I Am Stenny.
I'm Bette.
We're Bette and Stenny. And it's the Huckabug. Woo! Episode 146 or whatever episode it is. Bye.
That's the way you do it when you do the Hucklebug.
Oh, it's from Cats. It's memory from Cats.
Oh, hail.
Daylight, see the dew on the sunflower, and a rose that is fading, roses wither away.
All that is midnight,
and the kitties are sleeping. Downstairs by
Try to remember.
Thank you. That's funny that we could remember the song called Try to Remember.